far above, silent and dim as a picture, was the city, with its huge mill masonry, confused chimney tops, and church spires. Near it rose the height of Belvedere, with its deserted burial place and neglected gravestones, sharply defined on its bleak, bare summit against the sky. Before me the river went dashing down its rugged channel, sending up its everlasting murmur. Above me the birch tree hung its tassels, and the last wild flowers of autumn profusely fringed the rocky rim of the water. Right opposite, the Draycott Woods stretched upwards from the shore, beautiful with the hues of frost, glowing with tints richer and deeper than those which Claude or Poussin mingled, as if the rainbows of a summer shower had fallen among them. At a little distance to the right, a group of cattle stood mid-leg deep in the river, and a troop of children, bright-eyed and mirthful, were casting pebbles at them from a projecting shelf of rock. Over all, a warm but softened sunshine melted down from a slumberous autumnal sky. My reverie was disagreeably broken. A low grunting sound, half bestial, half human, attracted my attention.